This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 12, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Yesterday's passing of the 7th anniversary of 9/11 served as an opportunity to look back on events which, while they didn't involve general aviation in any way, still put new limits on our freedoms. Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association President Phil Boyer noted, quote, AOPA and the pilot community have worked hard during the past 7 years to increase general aviation security. General aviation is more secure in large part because the pilot community has a vested interest in protecting their aircraft and airports, unquote. Last week, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff made a related observation during a speech at the Brookings Institution. Quote, the fact is that government, the federal government, or the state government does not need to order people to protect assets when the people themselves place great value on the assets, unquote. AOPA notes the widely acknowledged success of its airport watch program and its efforts to dispel the myth that general aviation airplanes pose a threat to national security. Attempts at the state level to institute flight student background checks have been turned back, redundant regulation which would have created new barriers to becoming a pilot. Boyer, who was observing the 9/11 anniversary for the last time as AOPA president, added, quote, we've made a lot of progress, but pilots cannot become lax. We always need to be looking out for our aircraft and airports, unquote. As darkness fell over the nation's capital Wednesday night, about 200 volunteers were out posting nearly 3,000 full-sized American flags near the site of the Pentagon Memorial, which was officially dedicated on yesterday's 9/11 anniversary. Each flag honored a victim who died at terrorists' hands at the Pentagon, the World Trade Center in New York, and in a field at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Fluttering from 184 of the flags were ribbons with the names of those killed when American Airlines Flight 77 slammed into the west side of the Pentagon. The flags of the healing field were taken down last night, but the Pentagon Memorial will be open to the public day and night, every day of the year. This week marked the start of capacity cuts announced earlier in the summer by most major U.S. airlines, but the U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics is out with a monthly report that shows passenger volume has already been declining for months. The report yesterday showed domestic and international passenger volume on scheduled U.S. airlines during the first 6 months of 2008 declined by 0.4% from the same period last year. That's a drop of 1.5 million passengers. In June, the most recent data month, volume was down 2.7% from June of last year. That makes the fourth consecutive monthly decline. You can find more details on the report at aero-news.net. NASA announced Wednesday the successful completion of the Ares 1 rocket preliminary design review. Starting in 2015, the Ares 1 will launch the Orion crew exploration vehicle and small cargo payloads to the International Space Station. The rocket also will be used to explore the moon and beyond in the coming decades. The preliminary design review is the first in more than 35 years for a U.S. rocket that will carry astronauts into space. The review was conducted at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, and evaluated whether the Ares 1's planned technical approach will meet NASA's requirements and allow successful systems integration. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Flight Rights Canada is decried as an empty gesture. When you fly, would you rather be lucky or good? And NASA's Orion crew exploration vehicle goes for a swim. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll meet AOPA's VP of Public Relations, Greg Romano, and Air Safety Foundation VP of Operations, David Wright. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.